Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Wisdom by Emma Dancy. James 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." There is an entire book of the Bible dedicated to wisdom. The book of Proverbs is a compilation of Christian wisdom. It provides advice and guidance, but not promises. Solomon was given the opportunity to ask God for whatever he wanted, and Solomon requested wisdom. The Lord happily gave him his request and more. God was delighted to give wisdom to King Solomon because he asked for it, and he delights to give us his wisdom today. God tells us that if we lack wisdom, that we should ask him for it. Praise the Lord that he generously gives us wisdom. We do not earn wisdom or achieve wisdom. The Holy Spirit reveals his wisdom to us. Wisdom is a spiritual gift, and even if this is not our strongest gift, we have the invitation in James to ask for wisdom. This is a good and perfect gift that God desires to give to us because he loves us and wants the best for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we confess that we have many times gone our own way and done what we thought was wise in our own eyes. However, we have lived foolishly like the world. Please help us to be humble and receive your wisdom today. Forgive us for relying on our strength and not seeking you for answers. You hold perfect wisdom and are readily willing to share it with us, but we need to ask. Today, we are asking for your wisdom to be revealed in our particular life circumstances. Help us to navigate what you have put in front of us with focus and understanding. Lead us to a greater love for your scriptures and help us to hide your word in our hearts. Proverbs 19 verse 8 says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." Help us to love life and to cherish understanding by seeking your wisdom. You have entrusted us to our life circumstances, and we ask for your guidance in what we say yes and no to. We pray that you would guide our mouths and our minds in all ways. Help us to know that any ways that we experience blessings from wise choices is a gift from you and not our own doing. Thank you for giving us grace as we learn to walk with you. Matthew 7:24 says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." God, you tell us that placing our faith and our hope in you is like building our house on a sturdy rock. The greatest wisdom that we could ever have is to accept your gift of salvation. Help us to remember that we are always steady because of you. Even when winds blow and challenges arise, thank you for being the rock who does not move. Forgive us for our foolishness to desire and choose sin. Help us to turn from the areas of folly in our lives. Give us a renewed sense of desire to live lives for your glory. Guide us with your word and teach us your ways and your truths. Help us to share this wisdom with others so that they too can be saved. We pray for a heart to tell your gospel to others. Give us your wisdom in how we can share of the hope that we have in you with others. God, you are our rock and our wisdom. We thank you for not leaving us in our sin, but coming down to us and making a way back to you. We need your help to have biblical and spiritual understanding in this dark world. Help us to have confidence in your words as we apply them to our daily lives. Give us wisdom to follow you and to make decisions that will honor you and bless others. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.